Now, if I remember it correctly, there were two Americans that were on a trip in Scotland.
And they got lost. And then they came upon a mystical, magical, small village of peoples. The village? Brigadoon. An enchanted place. Well, unlike Brigadoon, however, which only appears once every 100 years and for only one day, our own mystical, magical, enchanted Celtic experience lasts 3 days and returns triumphantly every single year. Well, that's because the village of peoples are passionate. They're sponsors, they're volunteers, and they're executive director. They all make it real, and they make it happen every year. That's because we have our own village. A place, they say, where there's a lot of love. And there is. And just like the musical Brigadoon, which I will now proceed to sing to you, it's almost like being...
No, no.
Oh, okay. I won't do anymore. Our guest is Jane Ann Recker, Executive Director of the Celtic Cultural Alliance. This is the 25th anniversary of Celtic Classic. And it is also WDIY 88.1, the Lehigh Valley Art Salon. I remain George Miller, and along with my wife, Kate Scuffle, we bring you A Night at Celtic Classic here on WDIY. Hi, Jane. Welcome for being here.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
And we were just talking earlier. It was actually really wonderful of you to come, since you've got a festival opening in what? How many hours? How many days? Yeah. Not many.
4 days.
Yes.
4 days.
And this is an anniversary, a very special anniversary and very special festival, the 25th.
It is. This is the 25th Celtic Classic this year, so we're very, very excited about it.
We were talking a little bit earlier about the things that go into making a festival that lasts and thrives like that, from volunteers to sponsors to programming. And let's start a little by talking a little bit about what we might expect when we come to our village for the 3 days. Obviously, lots of music, lots of energy, but I don't think I had realized that one of the hearts of the festivals is the U.S. National Highland Athletic Championships, and they literally are the U.S. National Championships.
Correct. The Highland Games that you watch at the Celtic Classic is the national championships. The athletes qualify all season to qualify to be there. They are the top 10 professional athletes in the country that wind up at the Celtic Classic.
Wow.
And we've learned that the Celtic Classic here in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania, is the largest Highland Games festival in North America.
Yes, we are it. We're
brilliant.
The biggest.
Brilliant. There are, I think, my records, and you can correct me, Jane, about 250,000 visitors every year.
That is correct, yes.
Beautiful.
It's a lot of people.
And one of the other things that sets the festival apart, too, I mean, I think a lot of other festivals in the country, particularly Irish festivals, and this is the unusual, and it's a Celtic festival, that is, the seven Celtic nations are showcased.
Yes, a lot of the festivals across the country will be Irish, they'll be Scottish. There was a big one just that finished yesterday up in Alloon Mountain that's very famous, strictly Scottish. We kind of cover all bases. So if you're Welsh, if you're Irish, if you're Scottish, you'll find your roots here at the Celtic Classic.
Yeah, I always get confused by that, but I realize that when we say the Celtic nations, we mean more than Ireland. We mean all of the nations. And it's probably the Bretons, the Cornish, the Irish, the Manx from the Isle of Man, the Scots, the Welsh. Did I miss any?
Galicia.
Galicia.
Yeah.
Oh,
and
I
Brittany.
Did. Yes. The Bretons, yeah. All right.
You're just showing off.
I know.
No, but we were talking about earlier, too. I hadn't realized when I really stopped to think about how many key parts of what I enjoy about Celtic Classic actually aren't Irish. I mean, we do tend to think of it as very, very Irish. But the kilts, the bands, the games themselves.
They're all Scottish.
Yeah.
There is some history with the kilts, with the Irish, but primarily kilts are a Scottish thing, which a lot of people don't realize. The tartans have their roots in Scotland. The games are Scottish. The pipe bands are primarily Scottish. So,
the haggis.
Yes, the haggis is Scottish. Yes.
Better or for worse.
Yes.
And As we go through, I mean, talking about not only the games and such, but we were talking about what's different or what's been growing, what's changed. One of my favorite, I have to admit, one of the most interesting things I see on the list would be the Jameson Pub. And we were talking about that kind of cultural thing of combining music, a sense of a pub life, and then the highlighting things like the whiskeys, the scotches. And there's actually a separate whiskey tasting event that's ticketed, am I correct?
Correct. They're doing 6 classes over the course of the weekend.
Okay.
And they're being taught by, you know, a master who knows everything and anything about whiskeys. And this series focusing on Irish whiskeys specifically. And there's a special tent for that.
Okay.
Last
year it was Scotch.
He did products from Scotland. So we try to mix it up every year and give everybody something to look forward to, something new to learn.
And then the Jameson Irish Pub, on the other hand, really replicates a real Irish pub with performers, music.
Yes, that was the vision. A little more relaxed, laid back than the big entertainment mm-hmm. tents, but smaller round tables. We have a bar in there. The acts are a little more pub-like,
okay.
And it's more of an experience when you're sitting in the Jameson Irish Pub. We want you to stay for a while and hang out with some friends and relax and enjoy the day.
And I see, so there's a wonderful lineup every day of the festival for the Irish Pub, the Jameson Irish Pub. But I was intrigued to see Sunday we'll close out with Craig Thatcher.
You were
telling us Craig's got a Celtic component.
He does. He has a fiddler with him, and the two of them now have a quite a nice Celtic program that they're going to do. And we're excited about that because Craig is so talented and has such a great following in the area. So we hope that'll introduce some of his followers to the Celtic experience and bring them out.
And there's 4 stages, am I correct, going
yes.
all the time?
Yes.
And so it looked like the lineup, to me, it looked like the lineup of bands is a real great mix of favorites, like people that we love, and people that we're thrilled to see back, and people that are new to us.
We try to do a little of both. As much as our visitors, you know, really like to see their old friends come back and bands that they, you know, they know the words to the songs, they also enjoy being introduced to new bands that they've never heard before. And we've got a couple of those this year, ranging from the traditional to the Celtic rock. So mm-hmm. I think we've got a really great mix in there.
It looks like it. And we were talking, too, a little bit, again, back with the Jameson Pub, is focusing a little bit more on smaller acts, perhaps a little bit more local. We were talking about a group called the Four Leaf Clovers.
The Four Leaf Clovers are 4 young boys from Nazareth, and they are very, very talented. They have performed a few times in Bethlehem. I know the city uses them on St. Patrick's Day, but a very traditional sound, you know, just one of those kind of clap-along and sing-along type of groups. And they're so talented. They're just so upbeat. We are really excited to have them with us.
And I understand Brother's back, and there was a huge round of applause for that.
Yes. Everybody's excited that we brought Brother back this year. You know, they've got such a great sound. Right. We have a new one in Grand Pavilion called Ice Wagon Flew.
Mm.
They are, I believe they're at 4:30 on Friday. They're going to open mm-hmm. up for us. And they are more of a Celtic rock, but a little different sound and, you know, than the other bands that are in there. So we're very excited to have them with us as our new rock band.
You know, having been to Ireland once or twice myself, I'm very
happy. Singing,
but not singing, no.
Yeah.
What's beautiful here is when we go to Celtic Classic every year, it's that it's contemporary and yet it's extremely traditional Celtic music.
The mix.
And there's a blend that just is not, I've never heard in Ireland, actually. I've heard here.
It's more diverse.
American kind of thing,
yeah.
And it's just fantastic.
Well, we were talking about that earlier. Something that's interesting to me, too, there's for people that will be watching things like the Highland Dance and Dance Throughout the Festival, there's an off-site, a little bit off-site, not very much off-site event on Saturday night where the social dancing will be happening a few blocks away at the Unitarian Universalist Church. And it's interesting that if you look at the lineup and say, well, this is Celtic dancing, it goes, what, Irish, Scottish, and then the third is actually escaping me? Help me, George.
Help me, George.
Contradance.
Yes.
Which is the American, is the blend of the Celtic with the Appalachian culture.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm.
So a lot of things in the festival are kind of it is a different perspective.
It, I think George said it well. It is a kind of an American version. Yeah. I have Irish relatives, and they'll say, you know, we don't do it that way over here.
Yeah.
And that's okay.
Yeah.
You know, this is kind of our, but we do have performers and vendors and, you know, different visitors that come here that are truly direct from Ireland mm-hmm. and Scotland and mm-hmm. Wales. And, mm-hmm. you know, so we've got, you know, the real stuff,
the mix.
Too. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's a new influence. Well, this contemporary music like rock and Celtic traditional
mix.
Music. And because, you know, really the influence of the Celts, the Irish and the Scots in America has created American bluegrass and country
and all
music.
Kinds of things.
Yes.
Sure.
So,
yeah. Yeah.
You know,
very
it's a
influence.
Really
yes.
great complement of music coming together.
And am I right? The fiddle competition's been a component when we're speaking of music for every festival, am I correct?
No. 16 years.
Okay.
I had to think about that one.
Okay.
16 years. But so it's been there a long time. Very important part of our festival. And if you've never seen it before, these children are so, so talented. It is just a really, really fun thing to watch in the Ice House on Saturday morning.
Okay. It is Saturday morning. I thought so. And the other Highland dance competition.
That is Scottish.
Yes.
That is the traditional Scottish Highland dance, and that's on Grand Pavilion stage on Saturday morning as well, and that's something to see.
I was going to say, that's pretty spectacular.
It is. Yeah. It is. They're very talented. If you're used to watching the Irish dancers in the hard shoes and soft shoes as mm-hmm. well, this is really a switch and very enjoyable to watch. Very talented kids that are doing this.
And I know, George, you were eager to know if the Border Collies would be there. And how
yeah,
could they
I'd
not?
Love the Border Collies.
How
I could
they
sit
not?
There all day and just watch these Border Collies their workout with the sheep and the ganders. And it's very enjoyable to just sit and watch that. Of course, it's a very practical thing in Ireland. It's more of an entertainment here, I suppose. But those dogs are... They're passionate as well.
They are. The Border Collies are one of the smartest breeds out there, which is why they work with them. But that is probably one of the biggest draws we have all weekend. Hmm. And they'll be there every day. They're there Friday, Saturday, and Sunday out on the field. We have them for about 20 years now.
Amazing.
Yes, they've
Great.
Been coming to us. And young and old love yeah. to watch the Border Collies.
Mm-hmm.
And there's also just, I mean, there's the Celtic craft tent for the kids, and I think, is that closer to the field this year, or am I wrong?
You're correct. That's actually on the west side
right.
of the field.
Right.
Yes, right there on the grass.
And I think I don't know if I'm spilling any beans. I think there'll be dragon building and cake making.
A very large dragon is
yes.
going to be built, and
yes.
all kinds of fun
yes.
surprises in there for the wee ones.
I guess
story
I'll have to go since my name is George, right?
George, that's okay. Well, that's Welsh, I guess. Yeah, no, storytelling and lots of things going on all the time for the children. I think it's nice. The parents seem to enjoy it just as much as the kids when you go by.
I think you're right.
You know, and I'm trying to think what the app. I'm new to, I don't actually have an iPhone. I got my iPod Touch, and now I'm all about the apps. and the Celtic Classic has an app.
We do. We were one of the first festivals in the country last year to actually roll out an app. And the nice thing about ours is it's very, very specific. You can actually pull menus up from food vendors, the particular schedule of the tent you're standing in front of. You know, so it's really got some great information on it. And it is in the Apple Store, and it's free.
And I think, George, you were asking me
I was asking about a couple other things, like one about we have a lot of more to talk about, but maybe we can touch on the drum major competition. We don't really mention so much about that because we're Americans and don't think drum majoring is important, but from the Celtic lands.
Speak for yourself.
Well, okay. The drum major competitions is fabulous to watch the movement and the grace of what goes on as a drum major.
The training that goes into it is really quite impressive, mm-hmm. and I've gotten to learn more and more about it over the years. And if you actually are at the field when they're about to go out, you'll see them being prepped. They're actually measuring that their socks are the same height on both legs. Their uniform, everything is judged right down to the eighth of an inch,
wow.
along with the movements and keeping time with the band and you know what they're doing with the mace. So, yes, it's a very difficult thing to learn how to do.
Well, I think there is a lot of love at Celtic Classic. And we're going to talk more with Jane Ann Recker in just a moment. But first, we're going to take a break. and we'll be right back.
For program support on WDIY, we thank Touchstone Theater on Bethlehem's South Side, opening their 32nd season with The Pan Show, In Pan We Trust. The favorite horned god is back and leading a ragtag coalition of nations to save America from itself. Performed by the Touchstone Ensemble, this political satire musical will run from October 4th through the 13th. For tickets or information, 610-867-1689 or touchstone.org.
It's the 25th anniversary. And incidentally, I want to mention that Celtic Classic has been around since 1988. Thank goodness we are graced with Jane Ann Recker, who has been with us from 1993. And now, that's not giving away age, but it's telling about the passion that a person will have in staying and making sure that this festival is the best it can possibly be. And we thank you, Jane.
Well, thank you.
Yeah.
And Jane, you were saying that you feel like, too, that with it's a festival that's really blessed with a sense of ownership from the volunteers down to the sponsors.
I think that's really what sets us apart. I love that the volunteers feel like they own a piece of the Celtic Classic, and they do. They're truly the heart and soul of it. And our sponsors, we can't, without those two groups, we simply wouldn't exist.
And I don't think it's any secret, as with so many outdoor festivals, weather can have an impact, et cetera, that a few years back, it was questionable what might happen with the festival. And it was really the volunteers and folks rallying around saying, we're just not letting go of it.
Right. After 2008, we were actually evacuated, that it rained so hard that weekend. God. And we didn't know if there was going to be another one. And the volunteers said, we started as a volunteer organization, we'll end as one. And they just kind of, you know, pulled rank together. And here we are, you know, celebrating this huge milestone. So it's very exciting.
Well, I think it'll be, we were also saying it's a gorgeous weekend. It's a gorgeous event to attend. One of the sponsors or one of the folks that works with you is a Tilly Landscaping.
Yes.
Because one of the things that always strikes me is, and that's the joy of Bethlehem and the joy of the setting, is it's just so beautiful. Even if there's a bit of a mist, it's lovely. And you were telling us earlier, I didn't know this, that there is, in fact, enough love at the festival that there's actually a spot at the festival, a landscape spot. It's beautiful, where quite a few proposals take place.
We average anywhere from 3 to 5 engagements at the Celtic Classic. A lot of times we don't find out about them till afterwards. Mm-hmm. But yes, the Celtic Cross at Spring and Main Street,
okay,
just sets a really nice background. Yeah. And if you're lucky enough to walk by and see a young man on bended knee, you know, it's really something to see. But yes, it happens a few times over the course of the weekend.
And apparently we can catch brides and grooms wandering.
It's not unusual to see brides from the Hotel Bethlehem come down before their dinner starts and take a stroll through, especially those that are Celtic. You'll see them sometimes with their tartan sash on over their gowns. And we love that. That's great.
Well, and once they would get there, I mean, one of the things that's magical when you wander through the festival, too, I think, is the vendors, the books, the music, you know, if you're waiting for a band to come up, if you've eaten. And it's not the kind of things you'll find anywhere else. It's beautiful, high-quality clothing and pottery. And
jewelry.
And that's clearly intentional.
It is. We spend a lot of time selecting the right merchants to be there. Some of them have been with us for over 20 years. Our visitors love to come back and know that certain people are going to be there again. And then we mix in the new, and we spend a lot of time making sure that they have that quality merchandise, you know, that people can give as gifts, or that they really want that special piece for themselves, and, you know, that they're getting their money's worth.
Yeah. I have to ask, why do you keep doing it, and what does it feel like over the weekend, like a mother, like a kid, like a director?
You know, the adrenaline rush is that I'm kind of feeding on that right now, because I just get so excited about it, and I feed off the people that are there with me every day right now building this, and the energy level is just so high. But I always have this moment around 3:30 on Friday before we're getting ready, and you can hear the first round of bands doing their sound checks, and they're loading them in, and, you know, all the last minute preparations, you can hear it. And I'll just kind of stand in the middle and look around and go, okay, this is really going to happen. This was 364 days worth of work, and rain or shine, this is going to happen. And the best part about it is you've got people wandering through there already 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock. They don't care that you're not open. They want to be down there. They want to be part of it. They're already excited. And I just love that that time on Friday, you know, that couple of minutes right there, and then all of a sudden it seems like the world explodes and there's 50,000 people there.
Huh. That's interesting. Now, one of my favorite memories is one year standing up on the Moravian campus on that Friday afternoon hearing a lone piper and bouncing off the end, just going, okay, here we go.
Yeah.
That is certainly a magical moment. I mean, you can be anywhere and you can hear, some of the bagpipers playing or some fiddlers fiddling. But when you hear that solitary lone pipe as he is practicing what he's going to play, right down by the river, it's sort of like it's like a mist that hangs in the trees, and it just takes you away from the festival and focus in on this one beautiful sound that's coming out. And you, if you miss that, look for it this year, because if you miss that, you've missed a lot too of what Celtic Classic is all about.
And just again, I have to ask: it must be an interesting mix if you must always be thinking of all the details and all that needs to be going on. Is this working? Is that working? But it must be irresistible to get. I mean, you're obviously swept up in it at the same time.
You wouldn't be human if you weren't. It's almost like your birthday for three straight days. And you know, everybody's got those moments and the things that they love. And you know, I come from a corporate background, and I'm very much the volunteers say a control freak, I guess. And I like my ducks lined up in a row. And then all of a sudden on Friday afternoon, I realize it doesn't matter. I no longer have control of this thing. And whatever's going to happen is going to happen. And it actually feels pretty good. I've done my job. And and now it's going to take on a life of its own. Mm-hmm. And that's the fun part of it.
And do you take vacation immediately after?
No, actually, I don't.
You
no.
Start on next year already?
We do. We start booking bands probably 2-3 weeks after the festival. But the Celtic Classic, as the end of our 25th year, is running a trip to Scotland with the Glengarry Boys on October 13th.
Oh, okay. Very good.
And unfortunately, I'm not joining them, but because it takes us a couple weeks to shut the festival down. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But usually come November or so, I'm ready at that point. You know, everything's packed up and, November, December, I'm ready to relax a little, because come January, we're right into the St. Patrick's Day Parade in Bethlehem.
I was going to say, not to go off topic, but there is the St. Patrick's Day Parade, which seems to have been a great success.
There is. We created that in 2011. It's the Celtic Classic Parade of Shamrocks, and it'll be March 16th. This is our third one. And we have as much fun with that as we do with the Celtic Classic.
And the pop crawl is to support...
The kill crawl is to support the parade.
Okay.
And that's always the first Sunday in June, and that's just a barrel of fun too, up and down Main Street on a Sunday afternoon in June.
And I know that you're thinking, I mean, one of the missions of Celtic Cultural, of the CCA, is education about the Celtic culture, not just the music, all of it. And I know that throughout the year, there's opportunities. I know there's been cooking classes and lectures and music and things. So that's something we can always, it's not a once a year event.
No,
we
try to be out there all year. We just had Tony McCulley in, a very talented author who wrote The Paperboy.
Yeah.
This year, we're hoping to really grow and expand our educational experience. And you know, of course, you can keep up with us on Facebook or our website, CelticFest.org. And we have all kinds of new and exciting things that we're going to be rolling out this year.
Great. And we want to remind everyone, you don't have to buy a ticket to Celtic Classic.
That's right.
It's absolutely free. All you got to do is show up. You can spend a little money here and there if you wish, but there is no admission charge. It's there for the taking.
Actually, I was going to say, it's a little hard not to spend when you have... the lineup this year is a little bit new. I think there's Guinness, Miller Lite, Smithwick's, Harp, Woodchuck Cider for libations.
Yes. And then we also have the Jameson products. And,
that's right.
And we serve wine as well.
Exactly. Tons of food.
Tons of food.
Scottish, Irish to Mexican, if you so choose, depending on what you're craving. And as we said before, lots, incredible amount of shopping available, from just pleasures to books to culture to learning to music. And acres in it. I mean, it's just beautiful. And it's a beautiful setting.
Oh,
and it's family friendly, which is...
Yeah. I wanted to share with Jane and the listeners one important thing. We were happy to attend the fiddle contest just recently. No, it wasn't a contest. It was a festival.
Lions.
At Lions, yeah. And I could hear young people. There were a lot of young people playing violins. And I could hear them saying, hey, You're going to go over to Celtic Classic? They have a competition going over there. And it was amazing how many young people, you know, were excited about what's coming up in the competition of the Fiddle Festival.
I think just a really, really fun thing to watch because these children are so talented. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I don't have a musical bone in my body, but it's a very difficult instrument to play. And to watch these kids at 6 or 7 years old, it's just amazing.
We are certainly going to say a little blessing, a little prayer to Grove Derg, who is the female harvest goddess of Scotland and Ireland and Wales.
Really?
So that the sun is out, it's nice and cool, and I'm certain it will be. What a great thing to have you be a part of and to be a part of yourself, and that is Celtic Classic. Jane, thank you and the board for keeping alive a real spirit of the Celts. There is a lot of love at the Celtic Classic. Thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you.